Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I am pleased to have with us in the studio for the very first time, Mr. David Fox, the brand new Chief Operating Officer of Baxter Regional Medical Center. David, welcome.
Oh, well, good morning, Heather. Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you in here because I finally get to talk to you. It's like I have seen you 100 times, yet I don't think I've got to like formally meet you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a wonderful, warm welcome to the city, and everyone that I've encountered has really welcomed me with a warm smile mm-hmm. and a nice embrace, and they often thank me for being here and look forward to the opportunity to serve in this community. So,
absolutely. Before we delve into all that hospital business you've got going on, tell us about yourself. Where do you hail from?
Well,
we like to know the background
of
people.
That's all right. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I fully understand that. I'm an Arkansas native, born and raised in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Attended the University of Central Arkansas in Conway.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. That's right. And then, you know, I'm married. I started my career in healthcare with Baptist Health in Little Rock in 1991. And I've been with two or three organizations throughout mm-hmm. Central Arkansas, most recently CHI St. Vincent for the last 5 years. And I had a wonderful opportunity to come up here to Mountain Home. But as I mentioned a moment ago, I'm married and I have 7 children. I have 2 grandbabies. My oldest daughter is married, has a wonderful son-in-law. We're expecting even more kids from them, hopefully in the future. So anyway, I got 2 grandbabies that are 3 and 2. My children... I've got kids in college. I've got 2 that are in college. I've got 1 finishing high school and 3 little ones that are 11, let's see, soon to be 12, 10, and then 9. So real active household, 1 wife. So we,
that's
yeah,
good.
So, yeah, you know, just clarify that. Yeah, so.
Do you sleep at all? Let alone the job, just the kids alone.
Oh, not much. Listen, my real work is when I come home. And my wife is often the first one to remind me, listen, you can be the CEO or COO at a hospital, but when you come home, I need you to be David Fox, my husband and my kid's daddy. And I said, yes, ma'am. So I know right where I fit in.
Well, we look forward to meeting those kids this coming fall, I'm sure, in some sort of activity one way or the other through the different school-sponsored stuff. But you know, only one little question I had on your resume. Mm-hmm. You spent some time in Oklahoma. What happened there?
I did. To get started in my healthcare career, I took a couple opportunities. One was in Texas. Lived up in the Panhandle. Wonderful folks out there in Amarillo, Texas. But let me tell you, it is not the beautiful Ozarks.
If we think it's hot here, spend some time in Amarillo.
Let me tell you, you're so right. But I did. I began my career really clinically as a nuclear medicine technologist, took a position there in Amarillo, Texas, worked for a few years, again, beginning our marriage and our family and our journey together. And then my wife's a nurse, and that's how we met. She was in nursing school, and I was in nuclear medicine school at the time at Baptist Health in Little Rock. So, after that, moved to Oklahoma, spent 5 years over in Tulsa. And I actually love Tulsa. It was a great hidden gem, a beautiful area. It's right on the cusp of the rolling hills of the Ozarks. A lot of people don't know that, but beautiful city. But I tell you, the rest of Oklahoma and the Panhandle, Texas is tough, man. That's a tough area to live in. And so we had a great experience there, a wonderful hospital, great opportunity to raise a couple of my kids to be born mm-hmm. in that state. And so we had a good experience. But the opportunity to return back to Arkansas, moving back to Little Rock at that time and rejoining where I had completed my nuclear mm-hmm. medicine schooling at Baptist Health, presented itself. Mm-hmm. And you know, me to promote my career and get a chance mm-hmm. to do more with my MBA that I just achieved at mm-hmm. Oklahoma City University. So yeah, we moved back to Arkansas, mm-hmm. and I've been back in Little Rock since 2001. Just recently having had a conversation with Ron and the board and the folks up at Mountain Home, mm-hmm. they presented an opportunity I couldn't turn down and said, yeah, I'm going to come up here and make a difference in Mountain Home.
I always love to ask the question to people who are new to our hospital, new to our area. From an outsider looking in, mm-hmm. tell us what you think about our medical community.
Oh, let me tell you, it's amazing. It is amazing. And the folks in this area ought to be very, very, very giddy and excited about what we do here in terms of our medical capabilities. I was astounded. I have been to Mountain Home multiple times, and I've always been impressed with the presence of the medical community. But, you know, when you work in healthcare, you have a different set of eyes, you know. And mm-hmm. when I worked for an organization in Little Rock and I'd come up and visit Mountain Home, I was always impressed by what I saw. Now, having been provided the opportunity to now work for a wonderful organization and be a part of this family, my gosh, I am so impressed. I mean, I have been with large organizations, mm-hmm. both in Tulsa and in Little Rock. I've worked for some of the nation's largest. CHI is a very, very large. They have a presence in about 21 mm-hmm. states, over 107 hospitals. Having worked for a large corporate like that, I am so impressed with what we have here at Baxter County Regional Medical Center. As I came into this facility, I thought, you know, there'll be areas where it's lacking, and there are things that really will have to be what I call from a managerial leadership side, mm-hmm. low-hanging fruit, things that I'll need to really focus on and help mm-hmm. work to improve. I've just been so impressed with the clinical quality, the compassionate care of the nursing, and the fantastic volunteers. Let me just tell you, we have an enormous amount of volunteers, probably the state's largest volunteer.
It's usually
program.
One or two, 500
oh my gosh,
plus active.
Yeah, very active. So I've been so, so very impressed.
Chief Operating Officer, mm-hmm. what, I mean, it entails, it's like the melting pot mm-hmm. of, you know, I mean, everything kind of funnels through you and your office through the hospital. But tell us what some of your responsibilities are.
Well, great question. And here's the deal. We're a team. Chief Operating Officer is just a player on the team, and that's truth. You know, you use, and this is a wonderful analogy that I think a lot of folks in this region would relate to is baseball, right? You know, so you think about the team in baseball. It's truly a team sport. The infield must communicate with the outfield. The pitcher and catcher have to have their signals. They have to go look over to the bench to make sure that they get a number of things communicated to them from the coach on the bench. So I only use that analogy just to say, sure, I have an important role. My role as the chief operating officer is to ensure that the responsibilities to this community are met through the 17 clinics that we have here locally in the area, that we have integrated, which are hired or employed mm-hmm. physicians, that we have those that we joint venture with, those that we do some partnerships with, to provide the quality of care. Mm-hmm. Now, we have family practice. We have multi-specialty services. We have, you know, oncology, GI, cardiology. There's a number of services that we provide on the specialty side. And then, you know, for the hospital side, you get into the many variety of areas that we service with our service lines from respiratory, cardiopulmonary, again, cardiovascular. You get into the emergency room medicine, the fabulous ambulance program that we have with the community paramedic mm-hmm. program. It's an astounding operation here, and being the chief of that operating component allows me to work collaboratively with Ron Peterson and the board, who Sally does a wonderful job as our board chair and leading our board in our direction. And I would just say that Sally Gilbert, and I would just say that a lot of folks do an outstanding job at fulfilling their role. And so as mm-hmm. I've come in to help fulfill one of the key positions on this team, you know, the team is solid. It is solid. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like going, you know, you look at the baseball ranks and these folks that are competing mm-hmm. for, you know, the World Series, right? And what do? They go out and they find a pitcher or someone that can really mm-hmm. help their bullpen or a designated hitter that can really mm-hmm. bring that, you know, that power to the plate. And I kind of felt like the opportunity for me to come in was just like that. Hey, I get to be the closer. I get to be the added mm-hmm. value to this already great existing team to continue to build on the foundation that they put before us to make this medical community as strong and vibrant as it is. So I gave you a long answer, and I'm sorry, I'm not short-winded. So, yeah, but we got a great team of folks, and we couldn't do it alone. Our nurse, I got to tell you this, we plug our nursing. Our nursing is fabulous. And I tell you what, I'd put our nursing folks up against anybody that I've ever worked with. And I've worked with Magnet Nursing in Little Rock, Arkansas. Magnet mm-hmm. Nursing is one of the most premier nursing registry mm-hmm. certification programs that there is. And while this organization is striving to become a Magnet Nursing program, in my mind's eye, there's no mm-hmm. doubt that we'll achieve it. These folks are very committed, very compassionate, very professional. We have some of the most wonderful, polished, expressly caring mm-hmm. nursing staffs that I've ever been involved with. I mean, they're mm-hmm. so, so genuine. And that sounds a little bit salesman-y, but I'm going to tell you, it is as genuine as I mean it to be. It is. These folks are wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm married to a nurse, by the way. Did I tell you that? Good answer. Yeah, so I'm giving a needless plug in for the nurses. We could not do what we do without our nurses.
That's all right. Staff. The long history, you know, Margaret Fielding, Sandy Preby, and now Shannon Octical. I mean, amazing individuals who have truly given their lives to Baxter Regional Medical Center. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and we're pleased to have with us Baxter Regional Medical Center COO David Fox in the studio with us. You know, you've been here 90 days? Is that what you said?
You know, I just completed my 90 days.
Because I remember seeing
July,
you at the health fair.
Yeah,
because I think you were at the health fair mm-hmm. in a bow tie, because mm-hmm. I'll never forget a
That's
man
right.
in a bow tie.
That's
I mean,
sweet.
Come on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
What Does anything stick out so far? I mean, I know you said earlier, oh my gosh, I'm amazed at everything that's going on. But, I mean, do you have that short list of, you know, we really can improve upon this?
Yeah. Awesome question. Thanks for the lead-in. Mm-hmm. So just to give you a couple quick highlights, we do a fantastic, fantastic job with mm-hmm. our cardiovascular program, Dr. Lewis Elkins, and then the cardiologist.
He's kind of a big deal.
He's a huge deal. he does a fantastic job taking care of the folks in this community. And I would just say that having worked in a very large market before, I was so impressed to come mm-hmm. in and find that level and that quality of mm-hmm. a physician in this community. Mm-hmm. Certainly meeting the needs and exceeding the expectations that I had mm-hmm. coming into the community. It was just astounding. But more than just Lewis Elkins, Dr. Lewis Elkins does a wonderful job. We have a wonderful cardiovascular program, and one of the premier physicians in the community also is Dr. Moore. Dr. Mm-hmm. Moore does an excellent job with orthopedics, takes great care of the folks at our hospital. Our population is in many ways is not
seasoned.
Yeah, is that's exactly right. Our population in this community is folks that require both cardiovascular and orthopedic care. And we, let me tell you, we've headed out of park with those two physicians that are over here doing a great deal of work with us. We have a number of exceptional physicians that are involved with the hospital that do so many wonderful things. Our emergency room staff is just top notch. I mean, I've been very impressed. Having been over other emergency departments throughout the state, level one, level two trauma units, mm-hmm. I came in and was just so impressed. Dr. Brad Schultz and the folks that take great care of us in that emergency center. It's one of those things as being a new guy, 90 days on the job, I have to be really careful about name dropping as I've already done because I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody and forget someone and not think. But
well, and as you learned, we're related to most everybody
oh my
here,
gosh,
too.
Everyone is related. Is that, I mean, that's, you know, that's around every corner.
Yeah.
Everywhere I turn, it is amazing the number of folks that are either cousins or married from one side of the family, or the in-laws, or, you know, distant relatives. And I'll share this with you, you know, on a funny side note for 2 seconds, being in Little Rock as long as I have been amazed at the number of people in Little Rock that have relatives and family up in this area. And to go a step further, my former neighbor is Michelle Payden.
Sure.
Michelle Payden drives FAD, as you know, uh-huh. Families Against Distracted Driving, and she does a wonderful job with that. Uh-huh. Michelle and Matt were our neighbors in Little Rock, Arkansas for a few years, and we had a great friendship, good neighbors, and then they moved off way up north to Mountain Home, Arkansas. And that was a number of years ago, back in, I don't know, 2005, 6, something like that. And here we are. We come back today, mm-hmm. and my wife reached out to Michelle when I had interviewed and said, you know, I think this is an opportunity for us. And we reconnected with Michelle and Matt, and we've been in the community making friends thanks to them and Dr. Tim Payden and his wife, Connie, good folks. Been very helpful to integrating us into the community and getting people mm-hmm. to embrace us and welcome us and our family. So I say all that just to say, go back. You are so right. Everyone is so interconnected, so interrelated.
It's interesting you bring that up too, because there are so many people, especially, you know, some younger professionals who mm-hmm. have graduated, grew up here, mm-hmm. who live in the Central Arkansas area or Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And would love to come back to this area, mm-hmm. but have difficulty finding the jobs. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is the leading industry of this community.
Absolutely.
You know, healthcare, tourism mm-hmm. Kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Are we continuing to build that base? I mean, do we still have those jobs? Because that certainly comes on your desk every single day.
Oh, absolutely.
It's building this team of professionals up.
No, you couldn't be any more correct in that. And I'll tell you that as the area's largest provider, Baxter Regional Medical Center has wonderful health care opportunities today, both in nursing and in mm-hmm. ancillary care. We have another number of relationships with the local college, with mm-hmm. ASU at Mountain Home, where a number of folks have residency opportunities come mm-hmm. in and work through both mm-hmm. physical therapy, the nursing side. There's a number of opportunities.
Radiology
is exactly mm-hmm. right. And then there's scholarship opportunities that we, mm-hmm. you know, that we have, that we work collaboratively with folks in the community that desire and need the mm-hmm. opportunity to get back into mm-hmm. school, maybe a second career, maybe just coming out of college and not sure what, you know, that marketing was the best opportunity for them, or that business school was the best opportunity for mm-hmm. them. And, hey, I always kind of looked at nursing school and thought maybe this is, but now I've already finished school, so we have scholarship opportunities as well that, mm-hmm. that we help good folks in the community to be able to come right out and get into healthcare. So we do give back in the community mm-hmm. in that way through our foundation. Barney Larry and the folks do a wonderful, wonderful job. Mm-hmm. Great job of marketing to both young people coming out mm-hmm. of high school. We do the internship program with those in college. And then again, we do a fabulous job of recruiting. Karen Adams is our HR yeah. Vice President and directs the HR recruitment over there with a great team in the HR side that they work very hard and diligently to bring mm-hmm. in and woo fabulous healthcare providers that maybe, you know, were on the cusp of moving to Mountain Home or were interested in mm-hmm. coming back to Mountain Home and didn't know that we had an opportunity for them. Pharmacy is another strong one for us yep. that we certainly need pharmacy technicians, mm-hmm. Pharmacists themselves. So, you know, we're riddled with opportunity for folks to come back in and continue to serve the needs of those mm-hmm. in this community. And so, yeah.
Fun fact, history lesson. Mm-hmm. The origins of the foundation, mm-hmm. Baxter Regional Hospital right. Foundation, can mm-hmm. be traced back to the creation of the Anderson Downs Endowment, which, of course, created nursing scholarships for local residents who wanted to, if they would have their full tuition paid for through nursing school, if they would give back a certain number of years to Baxter Regional Medical Center.
That is a wow moment. See, 90 days on the job. Here I come rolling in, new guy into the community, and I'm learning so much from you, Heather. So you're exactly right. Foundation, yeah, I appreciate that education and information.
And the
folks in the community that are listening right now, they need to know that. And kudos to the foundation for doing
that. Well, you can still donate money to that endowment if you want.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the wow moment for me is the fact that this was started, forgive me, Barney, I don't know the exact year, but I mean 30 years ago, I'm not exactly sure, mm-hmm. long before we ever heard the phrase nursing shortage.
Right.
You know,
right.
But Baxter Regional had the foresight to know, you know, this is something that we need to do, and we need to do it now so that we won't be in that predicament later on. And that's just pretty amazing. Same goes to the Kerr Medical Scholarship, which was started mm-hmm. several years ago, mm-hmm. you know, named after longtime general practitioner Dr. Robert Kerr, mm-hmm. you know, who delivered half of
that
us in town, by the way.
That one I knew. I've heard that one.
Yeah, FYI. but that provides a scholarship for students in medical school, and it could be if you wanted to be a specialist, you want to be a surgeon, want to be a dentist. You name it. Anything with an MD behind it, you know, and they can – you know, they can apply for that scholarship. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.